today's almanac. Time to settle down and get ready to learn. And we have a special guest. Neil is gone. He talked with Brianna Alomar, Studio B. I hope you enjoyed that. And then she basically spoke her last word, and he was already out the door heading up to Lakes Jam. Brad LaRocque, who's a new member of our Bob family. You've probably never seen Neil Freeman move that fast. He had to hightail it, get out of Dodge, heading up to Brainerd.
That guy can bolt.
All right, making his radio Bob. Well, you're not making your Bob FM debut. You've done an afternoon gig.
I did a couple afternoons, Sundays, right when we were going through a big thaw early this spring.
Yeah, we were thawing because we were short on manpower. That was the thaw.
We were hauling ice houses back that day. I remember that.
That's a heck of a day. So Brad is now, he is heading up the sales wing of the Bob FM Empire, and we also call that the South Wing. And I once mistakenly kind of stumbled into the sales wing.
Did you really?
Brad, it's a mystical land of manila folders, swivel chairs, and dry erase boards. It was like I had walked into a play. It's like Neverland or something over there. So I try not to venture over to the South Wing too often. Because
there's a guy that stands over there with a cigarette, and he kind of starts out his diatribe with, "You're entering another dimension."
It is a dimension. I just don't know which one. Let's get, you're going to help us out with Almanac with no Neil Freeman here today.
You know, I saw these shoes sitting on the floor, and I was like, wow, whose could those be? I guess they're Neil's.
It's either that or a canoe.
Yeah, water skis, canoe, there you go.
Thursday, June 22nd, 173rd day of the year. We have 192 left. 1938 heavyweight boxing champ Joe Louis knocked out Max Schmeling. Round one. Everybody was gathered, thousands and thousands at Yankee Stadium, and it lasted just the first round. Joe Louis, one of the great boxing champs of all time. There's a real neat picture, an aerial picture. It shows a baseball game being played at the Polo Grounds in New York by the New York Giants. And then right across the river is Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. And that's where the Joe Louis fight was taking place.
Knocked that one out of the park.
1938, 1942. Now, this is really interesting. The only spot in the continental United States that actually was bombed or shelled during World War II took place on this date. A Japanese submarine surfaced off of the coast of Oregon in the Columbia River where Fort Stevens is. Fort Stevens was built during the Civil War to protect the Columbia River. And that's where the Japanese, they thought maybe they could find a soft spot there. And they bombed, they shelled it for, I don't know, maybe 16 rounds or something, I think I read. And it did very little damage. They didn't even hit the fort.
I'd never heard that story
before. Yeah, it's really neat, really interesting. There's some good stories on YouTube about it. Fort Stevens, 1942 in Oregon. 1946, they still call it snail mail, but how could you call it snail mail if they're using jet airplanes? As jet airplanes first used to transport mail on this date, 1946, Brad. Are you still a snail mail man, or have you gone paperless?
I'm totally paperless. You know what shows up in my mailbox is all the junk.
Well, yeah.
But you remember the airmail stamps? You used to have to pay extra for
those. Yeah, that was a big deal. The whole airmail thing, that was kind of a prestigious thing, right? Ooh, we're sending it airmail.
You could even get a special envelope that had a picture of an airplane on it. It even felt fast when you bought it.
And then you made it into a paper airplane. 1964, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled Henry Miller's book, The Tropic of Cancer, could not be banned. It was steamy. Did you ever read it? My only experience with the Tropic of Cancer, or was the Tropic of Capricorn, it was one of the two, was the Seinfeld episode. There's a Seinfeld episode where they hadn't returned it to the library.
Yes,
and they got Bookman out there looking for him. That's the name of the library cop. It's Bookman. Let me tell you something, Seinfeld. Anyway.
I remember that episode.
Great episode. 64. 1969, this date was a sad day in entertainment history.
What happened?
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy.
Minnesota native Frances Gumm, a.k.a. Judy Garland, died at the age of 47.
One click of the heels and she was on her way home.
She was it. And it wasn't too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, we were up north. We're going to play golf in Grand Rapids, and the weather was not golf-esque, at least for me and my wife. So what we did is we went to the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids and visited it and learned a lot of history about Judy Garland and the Gum Sisters. Her and her sisters started performing. That's how they got into it. And then Judy became the star. They moved out to California. The rest is history.
Wow. Grand Rapids, Minnesota, home to Frances Gum.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And they have their Wizard of Oz and their Judy Garland Festival up there each and every year.
The big question is, are the shoes at that museum?
No, okay. They are not. They used to have a pair there. They got stolen, and they don't know where they're at. They think they're in a mine or something. They've searched in one of the ore mines for them.
Or Lost Shoe, Montana.
Is there a Lost Shoe, Montana?
I have no idea.
There could be. Why wouldn't there be? There's a Truth or Consequences New Mexico, so why not? But
right.
Judy, of course, Wizard of Oz, but so many other things. That movie that's from is Summer Stock, Meet Me in St. Louis. She sings the Good Morning song that I play every now and then. Are you up at 5:30, Brad? You should be.
Once a week.
Yeah,
Jim.
Once a week. Just in time for Judy Garland.
And then I go back to bed.
She was only 47. She did have drug issues, and it was a barbiturate overdose in 69. 1970, President Nixon signed a bill changing the voting age from 21 to 18.
I am not a crook.
He isn't. 1981, Mark David Chapman pleaded guilty. Are you a pleaded guy or a pled guy?
Pled.
I say pleaded because that's the AP style.
My pants are pleated, he pled. Right.
When we learned AP style in school, it's pleated. But I don't think it matters, really, to be honest.
I had no class and still don't.
So. Mark David Chapman pled guilty to killing John Lennon outside the singer's New York apartment in 81.
I was on the air when that happened.
It did. Wow.
Yeah.
So you knew when John Lennon died. So
yeah,
you were like Howard Cosell.
Right. The teletype. We had a teletype machine. You
did
know,
you say dead on arrival?
No, right. Yeah, it was a bulletin that's just in. Five dings of the bell on the old
five
teletype.
Dings, that's, five dings. That was big news, right? Is that what it was? Was it UPI or AP?
It was AP.
AP.
Yep.
That was 1981. 1987.
And remember, behave yourselves. Because Santa can still look into his magic snowball and see just what you're up to. And now that you know all about him, you can be darn sure that come snow or high water,
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Who's that? It's Fred Astaire.
It is.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Fred Astaire, the great dancer and singer, he died on this date.
That magic snowball.
He was 88 today. I love that. I could watch that any time of the year. Could be July, and I'd want to watch those claymation Christmas specials.
God bless Burl Ives.
1993, former First Lady Pat Nixon, wife of Richard Nixon. Another Richard Nixon. Can you do your Richard Nixon impersonation again? That was pretty good.
I am not a crook.
She died in New Jersey. Would have been just, one day after their anniversary, because yesterday was the day that they got married in 1940.
Wow.
Pat Nixon dying at the age of 81. George Carlin was a funny, funny man.
In football, the object is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home. Safe at home.
That's one of his great bits. Baseball versus football. George Carlin died after suffering a heart attack this date, 2008. He was 71. He was very funny. And, of course, his seven words you can never say on television is one of the most famous comic bits of all time.
That was a good one. You know, that bit about football and baseball reminds me of the old Met Stadium. Where else could you do two things that were, the same place?
Yes. They were doing it there. Football, baseball. Don't forget about kicks, soccer.
Kicks, soccer. The Minnesota Kicks.
Minnesota Kicks got to be there. 2009. Man, what am I going to do without Kodachrome? It gives me nice, bright colors. I love to take a photograph. Kodachrome. Eastman Kodak Company announced that it would discontinue sales of Kodachrome color film. The digital age had taken over.
That, you know, you talk about Kodachrome and Paul Simon and that album. I went home with that album from the Minnesota State Fair when I was like 15 years
old. You stole it or won it from radio station?
I got it from a radio station.
Cool.
I sat out there and I pounded on the door and, you know, with tears coming down my eyes because somebody got one and I didn't get one.
You know what we do to people like that at the Bob Studio now?
Should I dare ask?
We throw them in with the horses. 2010, let's go to Wimbledon. Yeah!
He sets to 2. 6-4, 3-6. 7-6, 6-7.
2010 at Wimbledon, John Isner and Nicholas Mahut squared off in what would become the longest match in tennis history. They had to play it over a span of 3 days.
Unbelievable. They had to camp out. My friend, I have a friend that goes to Wimbledon all the time.
That's fun. I'd like to do that.
His name is Clay. Clay Courts. Do you know him?
I know him. Yes. I know him. He's related to Margaret Court.
Right.
Now, that final set, the final score was 70 to 68. 70 to 68 in the final set because of all the tie breaks. You had to win by two.
Unbelievable.
And Isner was the eventual winner, 11 hours. 2012, Pennsylvania jury. We'll get this from the news from a local TV station over in Pennsylvania.
Jerry Sandusky was found guilty on 45 counts. 45 counts he was found guilty, only two not guilty counts of indecent assault. Renee Kaminsky, who was in the courtroom, says Jerry was stunned. 45 counts, Jerry Sandusky was found guilty on 45 counts. Only two counts he was found not guilty on.
Jerry Sandusky will spend the rest of his life in jail for the horrible atrocities that took place around the Penn State football team. 2012 is the date that that happened. Let's move on to birthdays today. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, 84 today. Happy birthday to her.
Take the ribbon from your hair.
Chris.
Shake it loose and let it fall.
He's become a movie star, but before that, he was quite the songwriter.
Did you ever hear the story about Sunday morning coming down and Johnny Cash? How he got that song to Johnny Cash?
I think I have heard it.
About landing a helicopter in Johnny Cash's front yard? Did you hear that one?
I don't remember the helicopter part.
That's how he got Johnny's attention, and Johnny came running out the door, and he was not happy.
Well, so, I wouldn't be either.
No.
So, even if it is Kris Kristofferson.
Exactly. So he pitched the song right then and there. He just left it, and Johnny said, get the you-know-what out of here, and the rest is history.
It's one of Johnny's most recognizable hits. Kris Kristofferson is 81 today. Me and Bobby McGee. This one here helped me make it through the night. Sunday morning coming down. Just to name a few off the top of my head, can you come up with any others? I know there's others, and I can't think of the ones right now. But
Why Me, Lord?
Why Me, Lord? That is a good one.
That was a good one.
81 for Kris Kristofferson.
Me and Bobby McGee, he wrote that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one I remember.
There's a whole bunch.
Oh, for the good times. He did for the good times.
He did.
Yeah. And he's done a lot of acting. He's 81 today. Let's go to the newsroom.
He had guts, and he endured slings and arrows from people that, you know, were indisposed to like him. And he took criticism from the press on a level we've rarely seen, and it's going to continue. But
there's Brit Hume, Fox Newsman, 74. That was his coverage and comments of the 2016 presidential election on Fox News. Brit Hume, 74. Some 60s music today.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide. With my loneliness, I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Peter and Gordon, one half of Peter and Gordon, happy birthday today. Peter Asher is 73. That's a song written by Paul McCartney. In fact, Paul McCartney dated Peter's daughter, so that was the whole connection.
Whoa.
And so they were in with the Beatles. Almost related to a certain point, but Lady Godiva is a good Peter and Gordon song. Their version of True Love Ways, the Buddy Holly song, is wonderful. I Fall to Pieces, I think, is another one. Peter and Gordon, Peter Asher, 73 today. One half of one of the great comedic duos of all time from sitcoms.
And there is no reason on earth why Prince Charming cannot walk through our front door. Hello.
Hello, girls. Hello.
Of course, I'm talking about Squiggy of Lenny and Squiggy. He's having a birthday today. The one and only Squiggy, David Lander, 70 today.
His middle initial is L. I always wondered what that was.
His real name was Squigman, right? That was his last name or his first name? He was Squigman.
Squigman. Mr. Squigman.
Yeah, Squigman, I think, was his last name. Squiggy for short. From Laverne and Shirley, what's unbelievable, Squiggy is 70 today.
Ever since I was a tiny boy, I don't want no candy, I don't need no toy.
This song hurts because the Packers always play it when they score a touchdown at Lambeau. Guy singing this song, I think he wrote it too, Todd Rundgren is 69 today.
Man, he's got some great music.
I saw the light. Hello, it's me.
That's a fabulous song.
That is a good song. So it's kind of weird that Bang the Drum All Day is kind of it's a real departure from those other two hits that he had.
Hello, it's me. It's what a well-written song.
I like that one. I like that one. Always have. 69 for Todd Rundgren. Meryl Streep, she's won some awards.
Here's my American Express card. Here's my Bloomingdale's credit card. Here's my checkbook. I've taken $2,000 out of our savings account because that's what I had in the bank when we first got married.
Meryl Streep is 68 today. That's her from Kramer versus Kramer, along with Dustin Hoffman. She is like, I think she holds the record for the most number of nominations, Oscar nominations, as far as a single person.
I think you're right. And how, I just felt compelled to shout something out from the audience while you were reading all that.
Well, hey!
She's opinionated.
She is.
Opinionated, Meryl Streep. She's won Oscars for The Iron Lady, Sophie's Choice, Kramer versus Kramer. She's won Emmys. She was great as Julia Child. She was great as Margaret Thatcher. I mean, she can do these parts, and she's very much kind of like Johnny Depp.
A River Runs Through was an Oscar.
Yes, and Bridges of Madison County with
Clint Eastwood.
It's about Iowa, so you got to love it. 68 for Meryl Streep.
You may look and sound like Callahan, but you're not her.
Dangerous.
Where is Oscar Goldman? That's the big question. And, you know, just a couple of years after Steve Austin had his accident, she had a tremendous skydiving accident. Guess what? They had the technology.
They did.
They had the technology to make the world's first bionic woman.
And the sounder.
Lindsay Wagner. Lindsay Wagner is 68 today. Happy birthday to her. Long before, Austin Powers fought fembots. Lindsay Wagner fought fembots. They had fembots in the 70s, although smoke and bullets weren't coming out of their jumblies. Lindsay Wagner, 68 today. 80s music this time around.
You can look and you will find me. Time after time.
She's so unusual. She's Cyndi Lauper. She likes the multicolored hair.
She just wants to have fun.
She set some trends in the 80s. Even a little bit before Madonna. She wants to have some fun. Cyndi Lauper, she's dabbling into country music now. She's 64.
Wow.
Quarterback Kurt Warner is 46. Former Arena League quarterback. He was like stocking shelves at Hy-Vee when the Rams called him up and led them to a Super Bowl championship, the greatest show on turf. Kurt Warner is 46. Carson Daly, 44. Started on MTV. Now he's got his own show on NBC, Last Call. He's 44. And Donald Faison, 43, played Turk on Scrubs.
All right, you three can go in.
Wait.
Oh, you're out.
Oh, look, sir, please.
Baby, I got this. Listen here, man. Homie here, you know, he's a little out of his mizzle. So I'm just saying, for just a little bizzle, if you let him up in this bizzle, he'll be all chiseled.
You out, too.
Yeah, he's out, too. Donald Faison is 43. I loved him in Remember the Titans, where he played Petey.
Oh, yeah.
He was the fat, kind of the scat back, the fast running back for the Titans.
That's right.
He is 43 today. Let's move to the Gone But Not Forgotten's Hall of Famer, Carl Hubbell, 1903.
We'll keep an eye out for you.
He is most famous 1934 All-Star. He struck out Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jimmy Fox, Al Simmons, and Joe Cronin all in succession. Not all in the same inning. That would have been some kind of a record, but five in a row, especially with that screwball. Born on this date in 1903, he played for the Giants, probably on the field that night that the Joe Louis fight was going on across the river. We have the wife of Charles Lindbergh, aviator Anne Morrow Lindbergh, 1906. Film producer Michael Todd, born on this date in 1909. One of how many wives did husbands did Elizabeth Taylor? She probably had some wives, too. How many husbands did Elizabeth Taylor have?
I have no idea.
I think she was married 8 times to 7 different guys.
It was a long list.
Michael Todd is one of those.
Didn't Burton do it twice?
Yes.
Okay.
Burton, he loved it so much the first time, they did it again.
It's called a glutton for punishment.
He won his Oscar for the movie Around the World in 80 Days. Fashion designer Bill Blass. I believe you're wearing a Bill Blass item today, aren't you?
That's
a nice number.
Thank you. The ensemble.
Yes.
It's an ensemble.
It is. The haberdashery is unbelievable. He brought some of it in. He's got a closet in his office, people.
And you said I had no class.
He was the father on the Waltons.
Always pay your debts, son. Don't take unfair advantage of any man. Don't let any man take unfair advantage of you. Find yourself a good woman.
Find yourself a good woman. Is there any better advice? I mean, whether it's the Waltons or Miami Vice or Sesame Street,
you know,
if you take one thing from those shows, get a good woman.
Ralph Waite, one of the shows that he was in is a HBO series called Carnival.
I missed that.
Oh, you have got to see it. It was dark. It was about a traveling carnival in the Dust Bowl days back in Oklahoma, the Grapes of Wrath time. Interesting, interesting deal.
He was working right up until his death. He was on Days of Our Lives. I remember seeing him on there. And then the next week, he passed away in 2014. Ralph Waite, 1928, gone but not forgotten.
Free hearts and a tango. One heart will hang.
He sounds a lot like Eddie Arnold, but it's Roy Drusky. This is one of his biggest hits. Three Hearts in a Tangle.
Roy Drusky.
This song here, the show Three's Company, based on this song.
Really?
If you listen real closely, they mention the Ropers in here. Roy Drusky, born on this date, 1930. Ed Bradley would have been celebrating.
For most of his life, Michael Jackson has been in the spotlight.
That's him from 60 Minutes. Ed Bradley, born on this date, 1941.
I'm Ed Bradley.
And Freddie Prinze left us way too soon.
Looking good. Looking good.
Looking good.
There he is, Freddie Prinze. He was Chico to Jack Albertson's The Man. He was kind of the free spirit, and Jack Albertson was a great curmudgeon.
I got one question for you.
Go ahead.
How do you remember names like Jack Albertson? How do you do that?
It's from doing the almanac.
Oh, my gosh.
I started doing this date in history in my first radio job when I started doing mornings in the spring of 1990. Did it for 10 years and have done it on and off. So
Jack Albertson.
Yeah, he's a great guy. In fact, he was just gone but not forgotten a few days ago. So that might be a reason why I'm remembering him as well. All right, that does it for the almanac. Brad, thank you for sitting in. I want you to do one more duty that Neil usually does.
And what would that be?
Pick our first song of the Bob-a-thon.
Okay.
Coming up here in just a minute, so we'll do that soon. That's the Almanac, brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate Annandale. That's your first duty as sales manager.
I got it.
Keep Kurt Weers on as our Almanac sponsor, please.
Thank you, Kurt.
All right, way to go. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band now.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees.